You ever have a run-in with a wild animal?
I watched one give birth in our backyard, but didn't necessarily have interaction.
You watched one give birth?
Yes, a deer gave birth in our backyard. Just as we had pulled into the driveway, the headlights are shining on, and it's like,
wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, nature happened in our backyard.
Okay.
Little Bambi, and then mom runs away because they have to leave because baby doesn't have a scent.
Oh, okay.
For like 24 hours. So she leaves to protect him. We're like, oh my God.
Look at you learning all sorts of stuff about nature.
I know. My husband knew that.
My wife and I were hiking over the weekend, and we were in this national forest. It was really cool. And right as we get ready to walk in, she's like, hey, you think we're going to see any black bears? And I was like, oh, and she's like, because you know they're around, right? And I'm like, yeah, probably even closer than we think or are comfortable with, right? And so the entire hike, so it was a hike basically to a waterfall and back. That was the trail in these woods, and it was all up and rocky and all this stuff.
How far was it, like a mile?
Yeah, so it was like almost a mile out, almost a mile back. So okay. All told, it was a little less than 2 miles overall, but yeah, during which we heard all these sorts of noises, we heard all these calls and everything. No black bears.
Okay, choosing to think they were respecting the path.
They were respecting. They understood.
Right.
We did, I think, saw a bald eagle, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that's
fun. But yeah, as far as like wild animals, not so many on this trip. So there was this sighting in Rochester, up in New York, right? And there was a sighting of like a cougar or a mountain lion or something like that, right? Ooh. And it was apparently roaming the streets of the city. And so the news caught up with this guy named Curtis, who was a witness, or at least he thought he saw this large cat.
I just see some big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over there. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. And it said,
rah! He said,
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, just to demonstrate, in case you didn't know what he was talking about. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe no one else had that kind of encounter.
Cut walk. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, no, I gotta go, man. I'm out.
Huh? He's like,
I'm out.
I saw it, saw me.
I seen
I'm
it.
Like, I'm out.
Seen me, seen it. Nope, I'm out.
I'm to play with nobody. I ain't about to. They probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but you gotta keep this bat right here, man. I'm gonna keep this bat right here, man. Just in case. I'm gonna protect this. I ain't gonna let nothing happen.
Does
to
he have a bat?
Okay?
So, yes, that's
he's
what
got
he,
a bat.
He's got a bat. He's got a bat in his hand just in case.
Yep.
He has an encounter with this mountain lion. This is Curtis.
He's trying to stay out that lion way. He might have smelt me. No, that's why I brought this back. It might still remember my scent.
He might remember my scent.
It's like, wait, hang on a second. Is that
he smelled Curtis?
Is that Curtis?
So I don't want to be on his radar. I'm trying to stay off of the lion radar.
That's
honestly.
Right.
I don't want to be dealing with that. I don't want to be dealing with no.
Yeah, seriously.
They found the perfect witness to talk about that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, listen, you want to stay off a lion's radar.
Absolutely.
I mean, Curtis is not saying anything that we don't already know, right?
Curtis is not dumb. He's like, listen, I know what I'm dealing with, and I want to get out of here.
This is a mountain lion sighting there in Rochester, and the news caught up with Curtis. And he had some stuff to say.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
He's like, listen, I don't even do roller coasters.
No mountain lions, no bears, no tigers. I'm out. I don't even do roller coasters. That's
right.
Not how I live.
Right. Nope. That's not how I live.
Okay.
They didn't find it last night. It's still out here. It could be out here in one of these bushes or something. You know, them mountain lions, they be crawling and no, they're serious.
He knows what a mountain lion sounds like.
Wait, what was the reporter's face the whole time? Like, did they understand what was unfolding?
They understood.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they're just like, let him go. Just let Curtis.
Let him growl.
Yeah.
let him growl.
Sounds exactly like that. Yeah. 1,000%.
Oh, shoot. So when have had a run-in with a wild animal? Maybe you, like Kelly, saw a deer give birth.
The miracle of nature, the circle of life happening in my backyard.
Did you assist or anything, or did you just let nature take its course?
No, I've kept my distance. I was just letting her have her space.
Yeah, because
and then
you don't...
letting baby have the space too, because I didn't want to, mama to think I was going to go attack.
Well, yeah, like I've been chased by geese before, like I'm jogging and I'm running by, and apparently I get between a nest and the goose or whatever, and they are like, nope, don't like you.
Yep, nope, you get out. This is our territory.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, would love to.
They should really, Nat Geo should hire Curtis.
Yeah.
To narrate. Like,
for sure. For sure. So, hey, if you've got a run-in with a wild animal, we'd love to hear those stories, all right? The number to text or call, 502-795-1997.
Bonus points for sound effects.
Yeah. Bonus points for sound effects. Yes. Grr. Grr, baby. Grr. That's stupid. 99.7 DJX. Ever have a run-in with a wild animal? We'll take a couple here. Sean texted us and said, late at night, lakeside cabin we had a family of raccoons invade the front porch, tried everything to get them to go away. They were in the cars, looting, tearing up the inside. I mean, when you are owned by some raccoons, right? They didn't leave until we threw an empty bottle of Jim Beam at them. They took it and ran back into the woods. Probably thought it was a full bottle. They were going to have some.
They took it.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, yeah, Jim Beam, we're going to have some party.
The party's on. OMG.
The skunks are going to be so happy with what we found.
Oh, my goodness.
Anytime I hear about raccoons or I see, someone say something about a wild raccoon and doing stuff like that. Right, exactly. Yes. I always think of Over the Hedge. And
yes.
Bruce Willis's character, the raccoon, mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Veronica says, a squirrel broke into my screened-in porch, mm-hmm. stole half a bagel I left there for 2 minutes, and then couldn't figure out how to escape. I just decided to watch through the window.
Yeah, at that point, you just got to be like, I'm going to let you figure that out. I'm not going to risk rabies to try to work that through.
And you're kind of silently lecturing the squirrel. Think about your life. Think about your choices.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? You're not going to be able to carry that bagel half through the hole you got in through.
Did we think that through?
No, we didn't.
We did, Mr. Squirrel.
Lisa said, I thought my cat had drug in a toy. No, it was a possum.
Ooh!
And it was still alive.
Hey!
Wow. Wow.
No, sir.
I know that.
I kind of need to know the end of that story.
Listen, I know that my cat, when they find something, they want to come into the house and they want to like show you, like, hey, look at what I got. Look at what I got.
Look, mommy,
because
look at my hall.
I know, because
from the outside.
There have been plenty of times when we have stopped Guinness, our outside cat, from coming in with a bird.
Like,
a
no,
mole.
No, no, no,
yeah,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
Your new toys and your new friends out
no,
there.
Oh, no. Because most of the time, when they set the bird down, it flies away.
Sure.
Right.
And then, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And if it's in the house, then it's just flying all over the house.
I know.
That's hard to get rid of. Amanda says, a bat flew into my hair once while I was at a bonfire.
Oh.
Everyone screamed like it was a horror movie.
Well,
yeah. There's a bat in your hair.
Yeah, and at first you're like, wow, what just hit my head?
A bat.
And then
that's
it's like, oh! And then it's like, don't touch it! What are you doing?
Not small.
Yeah. Tina said, I once locked eyes with a skunk while taking the trash out. I froze, it turned, and I whispered, please don't.
I know what you're about to do.
I know, please.
I know what nature
please.
Tells you you're supposed to do right now.
Please don't. Please
I am
don't.
Danger.
That is funny. All right.
Oh, wow. And Kyle says, I was hiking along a path in the woods, turned a corner. Full on cow in the middle of the trail.
A cow?
No fence. No farmer. Just us. I turned around because I wasn't about to mess with a 1,000-pound bovine.
it's like, you know what? I don't know why you're here, but I'm just going to go ahead and turn around and leave. Buddy, you lost?
Yeah.
Buddy, you lost?
Okay, I'm going to go back.
All right. Good stories. Thank you for that.